Hi guys, you're now listening to Singing Bitalks, hosted by Damiola Agbola. How have you guys been? Like, I expect it to be fine. It's been so long I recorded, actually. It's like I took the whole of... Okay, I actually can't remember when I recorded last, but it's like I took the whole of... by May? Yeah, like the whole of April, actually. Wow, I can't really like calculate that now. How have you been? I took a break for myself. So for the, like that period of time, I really trust you did well. I trust you were doing good. Yeah, honestly, I was so happy. Like when I got calls from people and they were like singing, "Babe, what's up? You've not updated us. You've not posted anything. You've not given us another episode on your podcast." Some giving their critique, some giving their contribution, some giving what they thought about it. I really appreciate every one of you. Okay, should I say, okay, I'm not going to say this. I'll wait till June. I'm not going to say this now. So today we're actually going to discuss on peer pressure. Like we're going to talk about peer pressure today. There are some things, actually, if we hear peer pressure, we are going to feel peer pressure is what everybody should know now. Like when your friends, they instigate you to do something and you actually do that thing, then it lands you into trouble. Yeah, that's what peer pressure is. There's no other definition than that. You see, peer pressure is the direct influence on people by peers or the effect on an individual who is encouraged and wants to follow their peers by changing their attitudes, values or behaviors to conform to those of the influencing group or individual. You know, when you want to feel among, when you want to fit in, when you want to be part of those people, even when it's actually itching you, when it's disturbing you, when it's giving you issues, but you still want to feel among, you still want to be part of them. That is what we call peer pressure. Let me say, example of peer pressure is like drinking alcohol at a party because your peer group does that. I'm so sorry, but I'll say I've done this before, so I understand what I am saying. Mommy, you'll be listening to this. I'm so sorry, but your daughter has done this before. I was actually instigated by all my friends drinking, then I started it, and before you knew it, I continued. Then I did that to Stupor, actually, and I misbehaved. I'm never going to drink again. Honestly, I'm never going to do that again. So that's an example of peer pressure. So when I'm talking now, I don't want anybody to feel like I am actually like saying this thing to you, like I am getting into someone. No, because it's also something that has affected me before. Peer pressure is something I've been affected with before. So I understand little of it, if not like major part of peer pressure. And what causes peer pressure? That is the question. Because if we don't know the causes of something, there's no way we're going to solve it. It's just like saying you want to stop the level of this rape issue in Nigeria, and you actually don't know the cause. How are you going to stop it? There is no way to stop it if you don't know the cause. So let's discuss on the cause of peer pressure. In children, it is so as to be liked and to avoid being made fun of. You know, all these little children, the main reason for the peer pressure for all those children is so as to be liked. You know, they want to be liked by their friends. They don't want, you know, like now someone, okay, let's just imagine kids in probably, let's say, primary two class, you know, probably everybody wears a black shoe, like all of them wears a black shoe, then the other one wears sandals to school. Oh, that's even too deep, like that's too deep. Let's just imagine all of them bring a table water to school, then the other one doesn't bring water to school. He's always begging from the other person. You know, most times they'll make fun of him. He's only the one that doesn't have water. You know, children can be so crazy, actually. If you see them making fun of each other, you'll be very, very angry. In fact, you will want to laugh. The child will be very pained. So they make fun of each other. And when children want to try to affect being made fun of, what do? They get affected by peer pressure. Then they also try, it's just to avoid being made fun of for children, and probably to be liked. When they want to be liked, you know, they say, all of us, let's TNT rubber. You know, all these small, small children, God, let's TNT rubber. I have taught a primary school before, like a primary class. I've taught in a primary school before, so I understand what I am saying. It's okay, yeah, rubber is the actual thing that someone has stolen from me before. Like, let's steal anti-rubber. Then anybody who is not cooperating, what do? They're just going to stigmatize that person. So as to be liked, everybody's going to cooperate, and they are doing the very wrong thing. Yeah, and let's leave the children aside. Now let's come to we adults. Let's come to teenagers. Let's come to youth. Yeah, that's all adults. Yeah, we're all adults. Let's come to that side. A desire to fit in is one of the causes of peer pressure. You know, you want to fit in. You want to be socially compatible with other members of a group. When you want to be like them, you also want to feel among. That's the right word here. You want to feel among. You want to be part of them. You want to fit in. It's a cause of peer pressure. And you know what? Like, while trying to fit in, you might actually get yourself into trouble. You might get yourself into what you're not meant to, into what you're not meant to be found with at all. You might just find yourself in a very wrong place by the time you're trying to be compatible with them. Then another cause is to avoid rejection and gain social acceptance. You know, social acceptance refers to social acceptance refers to the ability to accept or tolerate differences of group of people. You know, it is when the everyone out there, if it's not everyone, like a group of people out there, try to tolerate your differences, try to tolerate you. So you want to be tolerated. They want to be tolerated. They want everybody to accept them. They don't want to be rejected. Let me just put it that way. And this is it. It is not possible. It is not possible to avoid rejection. Everyone should have it in mind today that you will be rejected, whether you like it or not. You can never be accepted by everyone. Some set of people are still going to reject you. Make it in life. Some people will say you are very stupid, you are this, you are that. Don't make it in life. People will say you are this, you are that. Everybody will have something to say. So don't always want to be accepted by everybody. That is what I have for you. Like, I just have that piece of advice for you. I keep the thing. Then another curse is I think that should be the major curses, trying to fit in and avoiding rejection when you're scared of being rejected. Let's just leave it that way. Because if we decide to go in, we're going to spend lots of hours here discussing on peer pressure. Because peer pressure is actually a very broad thing that many people don't, you know, we don't even want to talk about. We don't see it as something. And it is really affecting us. It is affecting us to the core. It is really, really affecting us. In fact, okay, let me just continue with what I am discussing. The effect of peer pressure is self-esteem and mental issues. You know, when you have this, when you're pressurized already, you have self-esteem and mental issue, because you try to copy. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. You are trying to copy other people. And you can never copy other people. to your own satisfaction. It is only when you are you that you are supporting the high self-esteem. That is when you're showing that, yes, I trust in myself. I believe in who I am. But when you are actually trying to copy other people, you're trying to fit in, then this low self-esteem sets in. And mental issue comes in too, because you don't know what you're doing. You're just trying to copy people. Every of your steps, you feel, okay, is he actually working towards my aim? You're doing everything in what's the word now? You're doing everything in a way that it fits into other people's mind. It makes other people want to like you. You don't do anything out of your own free will again. So it sets, and mentally just sets in immediately. See, apart from this, the crazy effect of peer pressure that most people don't even know is death. Honestly, when peer pressure hits you, like it hits you hard in the negative way. Yeah, I know peer pressure can also, you know, be, it has positive effects only if you are coping, like you are making the people you want to fit in with, the positive type of people. But I won't say you should copy them. When you really want to be like some people that, okay, I love the way this person is making it, I love the way this person is behaving, I don't mean copy this person. Like if this person goes to school today, go to school. If this person goes to a party tomorrow, go to the party. No, that is not what I am telling you to do. But you can just take the person as your mentor. That is the best thing, actually. You can take the person as your mentor. You can follow the footsteps of the person, like be looking. Yes, that's just it. It's just taking the person as your mentor. Now, I was talking about this. When peer pressure eats you at, honestly, it can bring in death. Like you're not going to die. None of you is going to die. My goodness, I don't know why I'm getting emotional about this, but death is actually one of the negative effects of peer pressure. Because at the end of the day, you know, oh my goodness, it brings in death. Actually, it brings it in. When your self-esteem is low already, you have mental issues, please tell me, what are you expecting? If you don't take care of yourself, what is coming next? Okay, let me just give you a practical example of how death can set in due to peer pressure. Imagine you're trying to, okay, I said it, that I once copied some of my friends. They were drinking and I copied them. And that day, God, I sat down and thought about my life, that Jesus, if I survive this, my father, my father in heaven, oh God, I will never try it again in my life. Never in my life. Because I'm this kind of person that I do tell you I believe, like, I am a believer. Honestly, I'm not just religious. I believe in Christ. I believe he exists. Now, I feel, it's not like I feel. To me, my personal conviction tells me that drinking is not proper. And I did it. What I knew within myself that, okay, I am against it, then I did it because I saw people doing it. Okay, let's imagine that night, like everything just turned out to be crazy. Then at the end of the day, I just ran mad. Like the thing affected me to the core. Then I lost my sanity. Let me put it that way. What is going to happen? Oh my goodness, it never happened in Jesus' name. The first people are pitying, like as I'm speaking right now, I am just thinking about my father and my mother. All they've invested in my life is a waste already. If that kind of thing should happen, it's like a total waste. So why do that? Why disturb yourself with peer pressure? Why? Or let's just imagine, okay, my friends, they are this kind of people that they move around with rich guys on campus. They buy, you know, the guys they move with, they have cars. They buy, the guys are all these kind of people that they don't do all this low budget thing. They are very, very rich. Then I decide to copy them. And at the end of the day, you know what I want to say, right? They not go and use somebody. Oh my Jesus. At the end of the day, if you don't want to copy them, they not go and use somebody for rich one. Oh God. It is not funny, actually. It is not funny. You know, if they use you for rich one, you are dead already, bro. You are dead, actually. You know, some people, they use you for rich one, you still be living, but everything is gone. You are empty. But some people, they will use you for rich one, then after like 3 weeks, you are just going to be getting thinner, then you just die. No, what caused it? No, just think about it. What caused the death? It is not, yes, some people say God knows when everybody is going to die, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Please, what caused the death? If God knows when I am going to die, I prefer sleeping up then. Oh, I don't want to say this, but there are better ways to die. Not being used for ritual, you die, if someone else is enjoying money. Oh no, that's not nice enough, like at all. So death is one of the cause, the effects of peer pressure. And the best solution for anybody that is affected with peer pressure already, the most effective solution I have for you is to visit a counselor, honestly. Because, yes, I have talked about self-esteem sometimes ago, where we brought in IK, and he told us some things about self-esteem, explained to us low self-esteem, my self-esteem, inflated self-esteem. Yeah, if you're following me up, you remember, like you're going to remember. Now, peer pressure is more deadly than low self-esteem. That is it. So my best advice for you, if you have this peer pressure, like it is affecting you, please see someone. You can get your parents if you're like a young person. Somebody like me, I still look up to my parents. I can talk to them, but I'm not affected yet. Like, I'm not that affected. In fact, peer pressure isn't going to affect me because my self-esteem isn't low. I will always say that myself, I know who I am. I am who I'm meant to be, and this is me. Yes. So, visit a counselor. Honestly, that is what you have to do. You know, if you're going to visit some counselors, you're going to have to pay money and do this and do that. You can see your parents, they're going to like. And if you don't have anything to do, like you've tried every possible means, there's no way to get to a counselor, please meet me. Like, get to me. We'll sort it out, honestly. Yeah, thank you guys for listening from the beginning to the end. But please, we have to put today's topic into like proper use. Peer pressure is something that is affecting like a reasonable number of people out there, and we don't seem to see it, we don't seem to discover it. Now, I think I should talk about why I wasn't like, I didn't record for the past, let me say 2 or 3 weeks. I am so sorry, guys, but I am very busy. I have been very busy. And I think after this episode, don't expect me anytime soon. But if I don't like come to you, if I don't drop a new episode, please, I am apologizing in advance. It is because I am preparing for my exams. Everything is very, very tight. Like, I am very busy. Please, guys, don't take it personal at all, please. Then, podcast is something you can just connect your earphone. You connect your phone to your earphones. You plug it in. Then, what do? You start listening. And you continue with everything you're doing, your house chores. You're chatting, you can continue chatting. Just, if you can multitask, what is podcast that you can listen to? This is just 19, 20, 25 minutes of podcast. I listen to 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours podcast, and I don't get tired. So let's start from somewhere where this babies of, or should I say listening babies? Lol. Let me put it that way. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you. Once again, you're listening to Singing Beat Talks, hosted by Damilola Agbola. See you next time, guys. Bye.